3 days of hearings on how livers are allocated for transplantation have exposed deep rifts within the medical community, and the hearings held by the Department of Health and Human Services have apparently left some patients feeling angry and fearing that their needs have taken a back seat to the profits of hospitals. The system for allocating organs is not supposed to be influenced by money or power, but as NPR's David Barron reports now, institutions are trying to use their political muscle to shape the outcome of the hearings.
They came to Washington from all over.
My name is Julie Damon, and I reside with my husband William in Brentwood, Tennessee. It is because of my liver transplant 6 years ago.
My name is Craig Staples, and I'm a liver transplant recipient in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Starzl Transplantation Institute.
I'm Marion Moyer from Bellevue, Ohio, and I have primary biliary cirrhosis, PBC.
They came, patients, doctors, and others, because the stakes could not be higher. The government panel holding these hearings will help determine who will live and who will die. As everyone here understands, the underlying problem is a severe shortage of donated livers and a waiting list of potential recipients that grows daily.
Today, approximately 12 livers will become available as donated organs, but 20 new people will be added to the list.
Transplant surgeon James Burdick is president of the United Network for Organ Sharing. His organization is, in essence, on trial at these hearings. UNOS is a private nonprofit organization that for 10 years now has made the tough decisions about who gets scarce organs. Burdick insists, in the face of heavy criticism, that UNOS makes its policies in an open, inclusive manner.
UNOS has members that consist of all of the institutions that are involved in transplantation, and its board and committees and processes are carried out by a wonderful, large group of volunteers from the transplant community in general.
But many people testified against the policies UNOS has developed. UNOS distributes organs in a way that gives priority to local use. That is, when an organ becomes available, it goes to the sickest compatible patient in the immediate area. If no one nearby can use it, the organ is then shared with a larger region. If there are still no takers, the organ is offered up nationally. UNOS says this system is less costly and more effective than shipping organs cross-country. And some argue it increases the incentive for organ donation because people know their organs will help neighbors first. But this system has also caused stark geographic disparities in how long patients have to wait for an organ. Todd Tomasik is a 36-year-old liver disease patient in Pennsylvania, which has among the longest waiting times for livers. Kansas has the shortest.
The waiting time in Kansas is 12 days. I've been on the list 540 days, and I'm still waiting. So it's not fair.
The current system also handicaps the nation's largest transplant centers, which treat patients from across the country but have trouble accessing livers from outside their areas. The University of Pittsburgh, with the largest transplant program of all, has lobbied UNOS for years to distribute livers more freely nationwide. UNOS has repeatedly voted against any dramatic change. So earlier this year, the University of Pittsburgh asked local real estate developer David Matter to help out. Matter is an old college friend of Bill Clinton.
I used an occasion this past September when President Clinton was traveling to Pittsburgh on a campaign stop to spend a few minutes with him and to brief him on the issue as I understood it. On that basis, he asked me to send him a letter outlining the issues and said that he would send it to the Department of Health and Human Services and have them look into the matter.
And that's what prompted the government to convene this week's hearings. This move infuriated most of the other transplant programs across the country. Douglas Hanto heads the program at the University of Cincinnati.
The democratic process that has been set up through UNOS to determine organ allocation policy has run its course, and a decision has been approved by the board. And some of the centers who did not agree with that decision have done what we consider an end run.
But the large centers like Pittsburgh say UNOS isn't truly democratic. They claim it's unfairly dominated by the smaller transplant programs, which gain more organs under the local use first rule. The smaller centers charge it's the large centers that are acting out of self-interest, trying to regain market share they've lost as smaller liver transplant programs have proliferated. Each camp has produced statistics purportedly showing that its system saves more lives, and many transplant centers are lobbying Congress for support of their position. 27 senators this week sent a letter in support of UNOS to Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala. Meanwhile, liver disease patient Todd Tomasik watches it all with disgust.
For them to be arguing over this and that and these percentages and these computer models, they completely lose sight of the fact that you're playing games with lives.
Many patients have become angry with UNOS since the organization decided last month to give people suffering from acute liver disease top priority on transplant lists. UNOS says these patients are less likely to need a second transplant. But many chronic disease sufferers who've been waiting for years don't consider the sudden downgrading of their chances fair. And now they're getting into the political act, too.
Do I have your commitment that we're going to do that? All right.
About 40 patients and family members held a rally outside the hearings on Tuesday. They wore T-shirts reading Fight for Fairness in Organ Transplantation, and they called for a new system that puts patients, not doctors, in control of allocation decisions.
We'll be going up to Capitol Hill tomorrow, and over the next month we will begin to draft our legislation with the hopes that we can get it introduced.
And so the issue of who gets life-saving organs has rapidly become a political brawl, where many fear connections and money and power will hold sway. This change in dynamics could cause a backlash that hurts everyone, says Marianne Lundy, who heads the Transplant Foundation of South Florida.
Our population is made up of 40% Hispanics, 20% African Americans. Already there's an innate distrust of the medical system, and now we're providing information which might give them reason to truly question whether the system is fair. Therefore, their consent rate will drop, their consent rate to organ donation.
And if fewer organs are donated, then even more patients will die waiting for transplants. Many people attending this week's hearings expressed the hope that the Department of Health and Human Services will find a way to tone down the rhetoric and to establish a constructive dialogue on what everyone agrees should be a priority, encouraging more donations. Secretary Shalala has promised to decide what, if anything, her department will do about the current liver allocation system within 3 months. I'm David Barron in Washington.